Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach is the first global type of churban in the world, where the world as a whole did something wrong. And you find in different chazal about what aver was. The three or four nyanim that are mentioned in chazal, there's arayus, there is avodah zarah, there is also gezel is mentioned over here. All sorts of other nyanim are mentioned over here. Chomas is v'tishoch is lashon erva, and then but on arayus specifically, it says kol makom. So kates kol basa, kol makom shatamoyt is nus. And the lemusia bo loilam by regas toiv meroyim, that specifically for znus there is a punishment of under lemusia. Specifically, what the nekud is pointing at is there's a midah that it kills good and bad together by regas toiv meroyim, that there's no afchana between toiv and ra. That's a special angle, a muscle by stone. It seemed as if the Einish was dafke for the people that were ra. Adrab, if there were enough tzaddikim, would have saved the city. Later on, by Dora Flugga, the people in the tower were the ones that were affected the most. By the Mabul, there's a special, it's Kate called Basel Chathila. The punishment is for everything in the world, regardless of who, what, where, when. They weren't near the tower, they weren't near this. So Rashi says that's specific, because Al Shazal, that's specifically, that's called Anul Musya. Anul Musya means confusion, lack of Seder of Toiv and Ra. And this is an Oynesh for Znus. So wherever the Aver is Znus, wherever the general Aver is Znus, Komashat Moit is Znus, Al Musya Bo Loilam. Veregas Toiv and Ra. So I'd like to try to understand a little bit about why Znus is miyuchet for that. Gzeilat says is the saw with which the Gzar Din was nixar. We spoke about that. Avodah Zorah is mentioned, just says what the tishochet is, but the fact that the Oynish carried in itself a special nekuda of Kates Kolbasa, that there was no specific havchana between Ra and Toiv, that's miyuchid for Znus. You'll ask by Mitzrayim, it says Kim Shitn L'Mashos Shushos L'Hashchis. I assume that that's a local thing. In other words, just like if there's a Magefa in one place, so it's not Mafkin, because that's the nature of a Magefa. But here was a Gzar Din on the world that it would be a type of Oynish, a type of Kates that would not be Mafkin between Tzadik and Russia. If you think about it also, even Noach was saved because he wasn't part of the world. Because he had a different little, there was a mini world. The Teva was not part of the world. But had he stayed around, he wouldn't be saved because the nature is, it's an Adol Musya that is not Mafin Teva Ra. So we need to understand why Znus Tafke is the Kaveh for that Inyan. Noach himself restarted the world again, and as soon as he comes out of the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bracha. Vayivarach Elokim. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with the world that the world would not become destroyed. Vayivarach Elokim es Noach es bonav vayimlem pru uvu milas haaretz. And then later on, it says again vatem pru uvu. So Rashi says one is a bracha, one is a tzivui. L'chura, it's chazing over what Adam Arishan had. I mean, Noach was part of Adam, and Adam had both a bracha and a tzivu. He had a tzivu of puravu and a bracha. So, why it's called Birchas Adam? Because we learned that's why getting married Friday is Birchas is bracha la Adam. So, why was he shayach more to? Why was he more shayach to? The Mahalach of a new din of Priya Vrivi wasn't a hemshech of Adam and so on. That is the shadow of it. The Brachal Adam is Friday, the Brachal Adam is Thursday, and that's the difference between the Amon and a Psulik. Next, we also find that It says that of the things that were destroyed, we find two, like a contradiction between Adam, between Machresha. It says like this. It says that of the things that were destroyed, it says even Gimel Tfachim of the Machresha, of the Oyim Machresha were destroyed. That the Shlesha Tfachim were destroyed with Adam also. The Pashas is it's just kind of a sign of how much Adam sinned, but of all the Mishalim, the Shlesha Tfachim shall Oimek HaMachresha. I mean, it's mainly we understand that Adam's behemoths, the behemoths are destroyed because they were nigra with Adam and the Balachayim, that I understand. But the Shlesha Tfachim of Omer Kamachresha, you're talking about something inanimate. What exactly is the yichud of having, you know, there was a special hadgash in the pasik that not only them, but Esa Aretz, and it doesn't say like Esa Aretz that it's not Roy anymore to build on it, whatever it is. Chazal will magdir it Shlesha Tfachim Shall Oimek HaMachresha. On the other hand, it says Dagim were not included in the Gzeira. So even though Behemoths were included in the Gzeira, even though it's not Shaychet and so on, Dagim not. I mean, so Madach, something that's inanimate, was destroyed, then why Dagim would not be destroyed? Manafshach. Either if the whole world goes down to Susadam, and even something inanimate like the earth gets destroyed, so certainly Dagim and vice versa. So we have to understand how do we distinguish between Oimek Machresha that got pulled along with Adam and Dagim that didn't. So I want to learn up a little bit a yichud about Noach's Milus and so on, and talk a little bit about it. The Zohar says that Noach is, it mentions, the Zohar combines two inyanim about Noach, two milas, so to speak, and and seems to say that this is the one inyan. He says Noach is called Noach, and it is Miloshin Shabbos. The musig of Yoinu Matzabay Manoyach and so on, it all comes from the Sherish. It says that the Menucha, it says, it's a Hemshel Zom before, but the point that he says here is V'do Avid Naichobe Kido Amris Kivoy Shavas Uksiv Bayishbas Beim Ashvi, that there is an inyan of Shabbos and Shvisa of Yom HaShvi, and then it says also that V'do Raza de Mila do Ovid told us V'le Achra, that Dafka, the inyan in the Bria that's called Shabbos and Menucha brings told us, and nothing else. Toldos are brought about from inyanim that are called V'yishvas Yom HaShvi and so on and so forth. Tochazi, kegavna dod Noach lesata. Noach lemata was the same as these dargas lemala. In other words, he included himself a pchinas Noach, Menucha, Shabbos. That's one pchina. And a second pchina, and he had told us, and told us Noach. He goes off also into an inyan that Noach was miyuchad, because Shemes abris. That's the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Noach, basically, which means that he was very nizer from Arayis. So the Bris Kodesh is the stamp of the seal in a Tzuris Adam that he would be nizer from any Arayis and so on. So Noach, the Ish Bris, had himself the Menucha, and he had in himself the Toldos. Though that's basically the points that he says. It's Mayachlot because he's speaking about it in a broader context. I want to keep it to what Sonegeh tells. So the inyan over here is very the Zohar is being magdir on the nekuda merkazes in the Bria. They are probably the most central nekuda that about Tzuras Adam, and we'll try to explain it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and he gave him a bracha pru urvu. Be fruitful and multiply. We call it peri v'rivya. L'chura, really, it should only say revu. Multiply. Bottom line is, you want to bless somebody with a lot of nechassim. So when you give a bracha is moshe ribui, I'm mevarach your nechassim, you should have a lot of nechassim. When I want to mevarach you, you should have a lot of kids, you should have a lot of kids. The pre-element is a little bit unclear. What is the fru or vu? By Dargum it says the most of a yidgu la rov bekar of arets. They should become many, a multitude. We find in the Gemara two mitzvahs of perivivya. There's a mitzvah of perivivya, and there's a mitzvah leisoyu bra leshevas yitzara. It seems a lesser dagger perivivya. The world be populated. That's the mitzvah. That the world be populated. So there's pruvu and there's revu. The musig of tolodos belongs to the world of pruvu, and it's as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an oifen where different inyanim carry in themselves a hemshich, which carries in themselves a further hemshich, which carries in themselves a further hemshich. In other words, the tzura of the thing itself, just like a child, we look at a baby, and we say the baby is going to grow and become a young boy, and then he'll become an older boy, and they'll become a grown-up person, and so on. We understand the development of the full Tzuras HaAdam is shayach to the time as it goes on. There's a development of a full person. In the long view of the world, a person accomplishes and has a child who carries on, who has a child who carries on, who has a child who carries on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Doiris, just like every person has potential within himself, and it goes on, and then it till he dies. That potential goes on with the child after him, that potential goes on with the child after him, and so on. There's a long hemshich, ad soif kol ha-doiris, of a Tzuras Adam, where it's a kaima shlema, it's an entire, it's one big building from top to bottom. That's the metzius of Adam. Just like in Adam himself, as he grows, he keeps developing more. As he has children, he develops more and more. The difference between that and just having many children is the difference between Piria and Rivia. Peiris means things that carry within themselves seeds, by definition, to bring out other seeds, to bring out other seeds. The Lashon Gemara uses by Mises pre-mi-pre. It's a pre that contains in itself other peiris that contain other peiris. That is a special type of that's a special type of hemshich called pirivivya, as opposed to just multiplying. So the metzias of having the inyan of having tolodos that will have other tolodos, that will have other tolodos, are inyanim that are there to bring out the sheirish and so on. That's why lamashal being mesaris of behemoth also, you're not allowed to kill a behemoth, you're not allowed to be mesaris of behemoth. You're not allowed to make kloim, because the bria has a certain nekuda of development, and to stop the development is in being pegea in the mechuvin of the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria so that the fullness of the bria comes out staggered, door after door after door after door. There is a way how does that work kitikunoi, and how is that kilkulkulai? So when a person is oimed on his sheirish, and that's why yuchsin was so important in Klal Yisrael, then a person, when he has children, he is moving that nekuda within him forward. So the person needs to be oimed on the sheirish of where he's coming from. In other words, the person's approach is, this is what's in me, and now I'm moving it forward. The Gemara speaks a lot in the sugyas of Chitun about marrying, somebody marrying a person who is less miyuchas than him, which is always understood as being for side reasons. Now, this person is not betzim shaykh to darg of what he has in him, but he was attracted to money, to yoifi, whatever it is, and that says all sorts of lashonis in the Gemara about how bad it is, and so on and so forth. Bas koyin lekoyin bas koyin doesn't marry koyin if she marries, or if somebody marries to the tam aretz. In other words, any time where the shidduch is not going to bring out the potential, but it is going off on a side. It's instead of going straight, you strayed, that's where you get that type of kilkel. So in the world of bringing out, in the goal of bringing out the payers of something, there are two ways to go. One is straight. I'm aiming on my sheirish, and I'm moving it forward. This is who I am, and therefore, what's the next step for me? Or it strays off on the side. I saw nice grass over there, I'm grazing here. I saw something there, I'm grazing there. That is the sheirish of how a person is mamshich, the inyan of Paris and told us, and how not. Shabbos, when something is not b'menucha, something is not in the state of what it was. When a person starts with a state of rest, and then he's doing, he's working, he's engaging in activity. So there's not a real clarity about where, what, when. When a person comes to rest again, then a person's metzias, true metzias, is realized. The person that has the sheirish of where he's from. The person that has the sheirish of his metzias, because mashal, when you take all sorts of, let's give an example. When you take all sorts of fluids and mix them up and spin it, it looks like one. You can't tell the different layers that went into it. If you let it stand, it'll separate. The oil and the water and the eggs and whatever it is will separate into different layers. Because when something is standing, when you take wine and you stir it up, it's one wine. You let it stand, the different types of junk settle in the bottom, different things float to the top. Keeping something in motion tends to blur the distinctions. It tends to mix together all the different elements, even if they're not really one. When you let something sit, it finds its true metzias. So Shabbos Kodesh, in as much as it's menucha, it allows the different elements of the person to find their place. When a person is working during the week, let's take it on an emotional level. His mind and his heart and his hands are in one place. He's working and he's doing and he's running and he's into it and he's completely enveloped in it. On Shabbos, when it's menucha, he recognizes, this is my physical need, this is my ruach nistika self, I'm able to take a step back and understand the different things that I'm involved in, what their place is, and so on and so forth. When things come to a rest, everything has to find its makom, and then there's a separation. When you're flying somewhere, everybody's flying together, no matter where they came from, no matter where they're going to. When it comes to rest, everything finds its place in its makom. That's the metzias of Shabbos and Menucha and so on. Toilodos. Ashayach dafka to this inyan. In order to have toilodos means you're realizing yourself, you're producing yourself. You need to be oimed on who you are and focus on producing that in order for you to have toilodos. So all inyanim arayas are around this inyan. Arayas means instead of the person focusing on what is the child I ought to bring in the world, the person's focus is where's my taiva schlepping me to? The loisa surach einechem. The fact that I go astray, I'm straying from it. I'm instead of trying to bring out, instead of having a zivug that's bringing out my metzias and moving it forward, I'm basically just going off in all sorts of directions, pulled by other kivunim. So arayas in its sheirish is it's a mixing up. I'm taking this element of Paris and I'm disregarding it. In Teva and in Halacha, it's like that, Nogea for Kalayim, animals that can give birth in Kalayim are sterile later. If it's at a certain point, if two things are one min, even if they're different, they can be moilit. If two things are two very, very separate min, they can't be moilit. But there's a metzias, like a peret. A peret is sterile. Because it doesn't have a clear sheirish to be mamshich. It has a sheirish of a sus and a sheirish of a chamor, and that's why it's called a peret. Miloshim preda, it is alone, it's distinct. It does not have, there's no nekud of preda in the bria, so you can't be mamshich and a nekud of preda. Arias is, it says by Adam Arishin, that the years that he was separate from Chava, he was Niskakle, all sorts of lilis, and it was Moilet Shedim and Ruchim. The Ruchim and the Shedim are all Brias that don't have a real Metzias. They're not Adam. This is not Adam. So the whole parsha of Arias brings into this world, an obfuscation of the Sheirish, where it's coming from. That's, in other words, the person, instead of keeping track of what's my wellspring, what's my metzias be'etzim, and what do I need to take it where it ought to go to, I'm mevalble it in every direction, because anything that tugs at me, I'm niskak to. That's the oimek of the chet of Arayis. Arayis stunts the kavana of the bria in a big way. Avodah Zorah is not makid the sheirish. Arias does not allow him to develop the sheirish, because instead of developing the sheirish, he's being pulled along by the leaves and by everything else, not the hemshech of the sheirish. So that's what Rashi says. Anytime you have Arias in the bria, under lemusya b'loilam, the world becomes a total mishmash. Midas hadin. In order for me to see that there's mishpat in the world, that Reuven is saved because he's a tzaddik, Shimon is not saved because he's not a tzaddik, and so on, then I need in the world I need that the world should have this tikkun of things staying in with the sheirish, things developing with the sheirish. When that ceases to be, then the oynish is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world a chet, it's on Lemusya. Just like Lemosh, let's give an example by Parai, by Mitzrayim, it says that there were so many people who were dying with Teres Bechor, even though they had no clue of Bechor. But the Metzias was their Bechor, and everybody was Mezaneh, so you had all sorts of families, nobody knew who they were. The Gemara Taich, I forgot which one, the Gemara Taich is the Lashon, one of the Lashon of Arayis is that you don't know who's a brother, who's a sister, who's what, and who's when. It's the metzias of the chet of Arayis is poigea, specifically in the inyan of the herring, each line in the bria, each relationship, each thread in the bria, how it's supposed to express itself, and therefore it's oynishes under the musir b'leilam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so let's go back to by the Mabel itself also. We asked, how come Dagim were saved? The Teretz says Dagim are a b'china of v'yidgu l'royiv b'kerev ha'aretz. There's no kilayim, there's no... Dagim are called v'yidgu l'royiv b'kerev ha'aretz. They're misrabe. They're not para, really. They're, I mean, it's called pre-pre in the Gemara, but akapanim, in the all we know is Dagim are a lot. There is no real period of Arivian Dagim. So that's not something that's affected at all by the mabul. The chelik of the bria that's just roiv, it says l'mashal that ayin hara is not shelit in the dogim. Dogim don't. It's not the ayin hara means. Ruvain is supposed to have a lot of nechassim. He's supposed to have kids. Ayin hara stops it. Dogim are a bria of roiv. There's just a ribui of dogim. It's not specific to anyone. So being shoylet ayin hara on dag aleph or dag beis, that's not where the bria is not coming from. The dag, the bria is coming because of there's a ribui of dogim. So dogim is mufka from this inyan of pri, and b'meila dogim are not shayach to the they're not shayach to the oynish of mabul. Nothing, no shayach with mabul. The Oimek HaMachreish, on the other hand, is that's the place. There's a special emphasis on Oimek HaMachreish because the place where Sheirish HaAdam reaches, the Makom and the Bria that expresses Sheirish is Oimek HaMachreish. As deep as you plow, that's where the seed, that's the Makom Tfisa of Peiris and the Bria. So there's an oimik in this Chazal over here, that even the Gimel Tfachim of Oimik HaMachreisha, even the Gimel Tfachim of the Yisayid and the Sheirish of Peiris, it was completely uprooted. The Adam was mekalkal all the way down, so that there wasn't a Sheirish left in the Bria that could possibly give any Peiris and so on. That is the oimek of what Chazal meant when they said that even the Gimel Tfachim of Oimek HaMachreisha got caught up. So b'meila, in the Mabul, you had the Kilkel in the Bria was a Kilkel that the Sheirish, instead of having Hemshech, became completely misbalbal. There was no sense of Hemshech whatsoever. Inasmuch as there was a Chet of Arayis, the Chet of Arayis was mevalbal everything, and b'meila the Bria could not have a hemshech of pruvu, and that's why Noach, when he came out of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch had to re-give him a tzivui of pruvu, because he needed to go and to keep bringing out. He needed to restart a new sheirish. There's Bnei Noach now. All the people are called Bnei Noach. So Noach had to become a Sheirish that brings Peiris. Peiris is not just, it's not a clear synonym of Revia. It's a new Metzias. The first thing is, you will have a Pri, who will have a Pri. And it should be rife. It should be many Peiris. There should come out all the elements of your Sheirish. But the idea that we could be like Dagim, we just spawn children. It's not something that you're creating a door and being mimed a door and so on and so forth. That is the bracha that was given to Noach to have the same mitzvahs of pre-yiv rivi instead of just b'yidgul arayv. I want to talk a little bit about this in the Yaneinu shtickel. It's nagea in one specific area, and it's again in broad areas as well. And one specific area is, we'll talk about Araya specifically. I'm not talking about the Avera of Araya itself, which is just pure Taiva, but in a person's approach to building a home and carrying on and so on and so forth. We unfortunately don't have enough of the understanding that the approach is we're creating something which is being mamshich the thread of the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like on a personal level, my personal development goes from point A to point X. That's my metzias. In the big picture, the great accomplishment in the bria is a person's peiros, because at the end of the day, whatever we accomplish within ourselves is limited. It's limited to a very small segment of the Bria. What we accomplish l'doiros is the accomplishment in the long run. So yes, there's a focus on a partner that a person can needs to do it with. The partner has to be compatible in a lot of personal ways, but that's the beginning of it. But the toichen of it is, the toichen is that a person is being maimed a metzias that will bring his metzias the next step forward. And the first question a person has to ask himself, is it that metzias? It's anything else is leisasuru. Whatever good things there are. But the question is, will this move our metzias a step forward? Obviously, if the person is not shaykh to you know, there are practical things, that's fine. But the hashkafa has to be that the person is engaged in an activity. The person is engaged in the biggest activity they can, which is bringing peiros to the world. Peiros means finding the sheirish of his metzias and understanding that whatever he's accomplished, it will go a step further. And that's a whole different hashkafa if with that person it's not going anywhere, it's not going to grow, it's not going to move forward, it's going to stagnate or worse, then it's bechlal, then basically what I'm doing is I've cut off my shayrish from Hemshech. That's what I've done. I mean, technically I'll have children, technically it'll be perivivya, but that's not, if it's something that's going to limit me, stunt me, it's just not going to go anywhere. So I was attracted for whatever reason, A, B, C, D, E, but all of those are reasons that are taking me to the side and are cutting the Hemshech peiros. It's a hashkafa that sometimes we overlook, and it's nogea in araya specifically, and the more person trains himself, when a person gets used to the sense that an isha is taiva, then he can't summon that perspective to see the teichen. And the Hemshech Shaboy. If the person lives with a sense of taiva, and that's his relationship, then he'll never be able to put that aside and ask himself, okay, what's the teichen? What's the Hemshech? It's also, again, a much broader sense. When a person is in yeshiva, a person is still shayach to Cheshmina Nefesh, to think about the future, and where is he going to, and is he realizing himself, and is he growing, and so on and so forth. When the person goes into the sheishes in the avoda, when the person goes head first into the kufas in life, where he's busy, terribly busy, and terribly and in a whirlwind of activity, the person is, what happens is the bulbul hadas and the bulbul hamoach doesn't allow him to do really productive activities. Because he's such a whirlwind of doing, reacting, impulsive. At the moment, he heard a very good shmooze about this, he'll do that. Someone tugged him along there, he went there. The person becomes a total mixture of andalmusia. If there's andalmusia in the world, then the world stops being productive. It's not going anywhere. I mean, he might be doing a lot of great things, but they're not going anywhere because they're not coming from a sheirish. There's no metzias of sitting back and focusing. Shabbos is the metzias that was given to us to reset it. Because Shabbos is a Yom Menucha, because Shabbos the busyness stops, the person has time to sit back and say, where have I gone that week? Where am I going to? What is my mahalach? And how do I need to realign myself back onto the Mahalach again? The Shabbos, in its very real sense, its literal sense, of menucha. Menucha is what a person needs to give them. We keep looking for things to busy ourselves with, and even l'shem shemayim, a person is always busying himself in shemayim. He doesn't understand that he might be v'yidgu l'roiv, he might do a lot of good ma'isim, but he can't. But he's not going to do peiris. They're not peiris of his. Understanding that a person needs those moments of quiet, so that the person can get back a sense of himself and say, "This is a great inyan, but it's not my inyan. I shouldn't be involved in it." You know, the technicalities. This is what I should be doing. This is my kav. This is my koiches. This is where I should be devoting it to. I've been pulled too far, up, down, right, left, whatever it is. It says this famous Hasemis we've said over a few times where he speaks about El Tolosayim, El Tolos Noach, that Rashi says Tolosayim Shal Tzadikim is mitzvahs Maisim Toivim. So he asks, well, it's all the same of everybody, just Tzadikim have a lot, and Rishon don't have any. So why does it say it's all the same of Tzadikim? So he says a pshat that we've said over many times, a told us something that comes from your neshama, from your chiyus, and b'meila, Rishayim do mitzvahs, but there's no chiyus, and so on. I'd like to give it another taich, in line with what we're saying. Sometimes, a person can do lots and lots of mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. They're not his toilettes. It's not my kids. This is not me. It's a whirlwind of stuff that have no rhyme or reason, no central theme, no shaykhis to me. It's a piece here, a piece there. Like says the pasuk, Zeh Hashem, Kav L'Kav, Tzav L'Tzav. It's a smorgasbord of stuff without any real Kav and any real Hemshech. Tzadikim are the people that have a Kav in life. They have an understanding of what their tachlis in life is, where they're going with it, and they stick with it. Their mitzvahs are toilodis. They're not just opportune bits and pieces. I grab something here, I grab something there, and so on and so forth. The person has a certain kav. And if we learn, and the time to train for it is when a person is not yet in the whirlpool, and the whirlwind of doing. When a person, if a person learns to have those moments on a regular basis, and Shabbos is Yom Menucha, definitely has that skula. There's a reason why it says in Chazal that Oynes Talmud Chacham is in Shabbos l'Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos is a zman of Menucha, and Memel is a zman of Telodis. And the Telodis is not the Ribui Shabbos, but it's the Pri Shabbos. It's the Toldos Shabbos. If a person learns to take the Shabbos and make that a certain kavias in his life, that it's a time to ask himself, good, it's been a week, we have a lot of different things happening, let's refocus ourselves on the tachlis. When a person does that, he clears down the lemusi in his life, he taps into his shayrish, and he relinks himself to the tachlis of the bria, which is the period rivia of the Adam's Metzias.
Because
there is an art, there is an aim, there's an aim at least, by fishing, you only see that, by fishing just